It's 16 degrees above zero at 12:16. There's a blizzard warning through tomorrow in the Twin Cities. We can expect 6 to 12 inches of additional snow by tonight. And it's going to blow and drift, and visibility will be very poor. This is John McDougall, KSTP News Plus Radio. And our top story today, of course, is the weather. Minneapolis and St. Paul public schools closing. That hasn't happened for a long time. The senior highs closed down at noon today. Junior highs are closing at 12:30. And the elementary schools are closing at 1 o'clock. And there'll be no afternoon kindergarten in St. Paul. In St. Paul, all the district schools are closing at 12:30. The Minneapolis School District rarely shuts down for anything. Superintendent Richard Green says that today's storm is the exception.
Traditionally, it's been a school system where students have been located in neighborhoods and had access to schools. And over the years, very few students have been transported. In more recent years, since we've been transporting students, we have some concern about under which conditions they ought to be transported. And that's why I guess we are where we are today.
As far as Green can remember, this is only the fourth time Minneapolis schools have been closed in the last 20 years. Hennepin County employees went home at 11:30 this morning. State employees left at noon. County spokesman Ted Farrington says all essential workers and services in the county, though, will still be provided.
The sheriff's department will continue to function, as will the medical center. Vital maintenance people will remain on the job.
Farrington says the government center building itself will also remain open. And so much for that motto of the U.S. Postal Service, neither snow nor rain, etc., etc. All Twin City area post offices closed at noon today, and all mail carriers have been pulled off the street. Spokesman Joe Zane says all stations will be shut down for the rest of the day.
Many of our employees come on in the afternoon and at midnight, and these are three real large facilities. And we want these people not to take any chances to come to work.
Zane says this is the first time in his 33 years with the Postal Service that he can remember things shutting down. This storm is a brute. All systems are still go, though, at Twin Cities International Airport, at least at this hour, despite the stormy conditions. Airport Director Scotchy Matheson says airline pilots are worrying about the visibility.
Winds go up to 30, 35 mile an hour. Naturally, our visibility will decrease. However, it has to get down to a half a mile and 200 feet before it would affect our arrivals.
Matheson says most of the reports they get from pilots in severe weather concerns the braking action on the runways. Activists on both sides of the abortion issue are marking the ninth anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion today. The anti-abortion front is still planning to have their rally at 12:30 at the Capitol today, but Minnesota pro-abortion activists have decided not to demonstrate today. They're meeting in private homes around the state to plan strategy for precinct caucuses at the end of February. Spokeswoman Jerry Rasmussen.
We felt that it was more important to organize and to be at that smallest geographical unit, which is the precinct. That's where the grassroots movement starts. That's where you initiate activities. That's where you begin to affect public policy.
Rasmussen is with the Minnesota Planned Parenthood and part of a special project aimed at fighting a so-called human life amendment that would prohibit abortions. The MTC buses are and will continue to run. There have been rumors to the effect that they'd be pulled off the streets at noon or 1 o'clock today. That is not true. Repeat, not true. The MTC buses will continue to run today. We'll be contacting our weather services to find out more about this storm right after this message. KSTP News Time is 12:20. It is 16 degrees above zero.
Good afternoon. This is meteorologist Jan Dooley with your radar weather forecast. And needless to say, we don't want to harp on this, but if you are not at home yet, you should be going home, because this is a real classic blizzard situation developing. And especially if you live outside any of the built-up urban areas, you're going to be in real trouble already. North-south roads are already drifting shut. Some of the major expressways in the Twin Cities are blocked due to accidents. It's not going to be pretty for the rest of today and tomorrow, as we have a low-pressure system right now developing in the northern part of Kansas that'll track across southern Iowa and through southern Wisconsin, putting us on an ideal heavy snow path from this storm system. system. I think a foot of snow right now is going to be a very close estimate to what we will have later on tonight of new snow, and the blowing and drifting is going to really make for some very severe problems. Forecast details. Blizzard warning this afternoon through Saturday. Snow and blowing snow producing near zero visibilities with heavy snow accumulations of from 6 to 12 inches are likely by late tonight. It doesn't stop there. For Saturday, snow continuing with blowing and drifting snow with steadily falling temperatures may produce near severe blizzard conditions. The winds this afternoon and tonight will be out of the east-northeast at 20 to 40 miles an hour and higher in gusts. The chance of measurable precip is, of course, 100% through tomorrow. Right now in the Twin Cities, under cloudy skies with blowing snow and heavy snow falling, the temperature is 16 degrees. We've had 4.5 inches as of noon.
John, a lot of people have been saying this is the worst they can remember. Would the records bear that out?
I think that this one will, when it's all over, be the probably the worst that any living person in the Twin Cities has ever gone through. This is going to make, at least in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, this will make the blizzard of the century pale by comparison.
Twice in 1 week.
You got it.
Thank you very much, John.
Sure, John.
With Metro Traffic Control.
This Metro Traffic Control report brought to you by Texas International Airlines. Well, virtually every freeway and highway in the metro area are at a standstill now. Road conditions are very, very poor. Department of Transportation advising no travel unless absolutely necessary. The roads are treacherous. Some of the worst spots, 494 southbound at Baker Road. Semi-jackknife there, 494 at Highway 55. Semi-jackknifed involving several cars, 94 and Mariah Street in St. Paul. Jackknife semi there. Jackknife semis all over, cars in the ditches, and accidents reported just about everywhere. State Patrol is running out of cars to investigate those accidents. Use extreme caution. The bus service, MTC, is running on schedule. You might want to consider taking a bus instead of driving today, if at all possible. I'm John Lundell, Metro Traffic Control. Texas International's Winter Sun Sale. Fly south to the warm Texas Rio Grande Valley and Padre Island for $139 each way when you buy round trip. Call your travel agent. That's KSTP Metro Traffic Control. I'm John Lundell.
As you just heard, bushel baskets full of accidents around the Twin Cities today, and literally hundreds of accidents occurring on the freeway system. Corporal Leonard Dietz of the Highway Patrol has some advice on what to do if you're involved in a minor accident.
It would be best for them to exchange information and then contact their insurance companies, and they can get quiet accident reports from any of their local police departments.
Corporal Leonard Dietz of the Minnesota Highway Patrol. And now, the closings, postponements, cancellations, and what have you. And we have a long list.